The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Sitting across from me, Michael Sheridan is, I don't say it, even if you do know it, don't say it, you can't, because we want to give away the tickets to our callers, 51551. Don't forget your name and address, and the date in question is the 17th. But Michael is here to talk to us about a particular scam. Gardaí, in fact, issued a public warning about it during the week, and someone in my own family, indeed, fell victim to this earlier this week. Michael, tell us how this particular scam works. It's if people are going to buy a car.
Well, the trouble is whenever you're going to trade anything, whether you're buying or selling, there's always going to be somebody who'll take advantage. And people are desperate for cash at the moment. There's a shortage of good quality secondhand cars. So there's two approaches to this. The warning at the moment concerns people who are seem to be buying in good faith, who come along, and it's usually near the close of business or the end of the week, and they will pay with the draft, or they'll have an intermediary
pay with the
draft.
So you put the ad up with your car. You want to sell your car.
You're selling your car, and you've got somebody who's making a genuine call, you think, asking all the right questions, and then you arrange to meet that person with a view to selling the car. And when the transaction seems to be working away very nicely, a price is set, and then the person pays with a draft. Now, what happens is, because it's near the end of the week or near close of business, you're taking that draft on faith. A lot of us grew up thinking that a bank draft was as good as cash, and a genuine bank draft is. But now they're getting very sophisticated in terms of how they can pass off forgeries and fake drafts. The draft you get, you sign over the car, you're happy with the deal. The car is then taken away. You've got the draft. You say, well, I'll get to the bank as soon as I can. In the meantime, that car is up on an internet site within minutes and is being sold on to another unsuspecting person who is buying something which is technically, you know, stolen goods. So there's multiple of people involved in this who get hurt by it and get caught out by it. And it's tragic, but it's actually on the rise. So people have to
and
be very worried.
And if Gardaí are issuing a public warning, I mean, it seems to be pretty organised, pretty widespread.
Yes.
And I mean, people going to extraordinary lengths to act like they live in a house they don't live in. And they're, you know, so you would get the impression, yeah, oh, this is their home. This person is the homeowner.
Absolutely.
I can see that they are trustworthy and responsible, and I could know where to find them in future.
And it happened to a friend. He was selling a high-end BMW, and he was told to meet at a place which he wasn't overly sure about, but he was given a good backstory that the person was there. They were just doing a bit of gardening for a friend, and if they'd call up, it'd be great because it would save them the hassle of finding them. So the genuine person was taken out of their comfort zone into an area they weren't familiar with. Person came around the corner, you know, with the gardening tools and all the rest, all smiles, had a lovely backstory. Now, backstories are a key part of this whole thing, that people are so convincing. They'll say, you know, this is for a relative, this is for a friend, or I'm doing this for a favour, or look, somebody's terminally ill and we have to do this, that, and
the other. Most of us are not programmed to doubt people.
No, and we'll take it, and because they go into such detail, and this is a well-rehearsed script, I mean, it was something that Killian would be proud to get into his hands and to work off. And then what happens is you're lulled into a false sense of security. The simple thing which can happen, say, in this case, was the person wasn't overly careful with their keys. So when it came time to give the criminal the opportunity to test drive the vehicle, he walked around the car. And as he walked around, the criminal got in, the keys were in the ignition, and literally drove off in the space it took our poor victim to get around to the front of the car. They hadn't even gone near their passenger seat. So people will do driveways. So there's a number of transactions that happen, whether you're buying or you're selling, and you just need to be wary of it. So first of all, you've got to make sure that you keep control of your keys, keep control of yourself and the venue at which you're selling your car. And also,
so you don't agree to meet somebody at some, you know, they're around the corner in their brother's
or
house.
And frequently then there might be a redirect saying, I'm running a bit late, could you take it to such and such a
spot? That, which is what happened to the person,
yeah,
I knew.
And that confuses them and off you go. The key thing with any advice for people is to bring somebody to be devil's advocate anyway, or to be backup. So whether you're selling or buying, you either bring a mechanic or a friend, or you just bring a friend to do the good cop, bad cop, even in negotiations, just the human nature things, just of haggling. Somebody can say, oh no, this is a bad deal, and so on. So it is quite confusing, but whether you're buying a car or selling your car, there are many ways that you'll be tripped up. Remember, you know, if you're looking at, say, your average used, say, Golf that's in reasonable condition, is still in the teens of thousands. So, you know, it's a lot of money. And you're not, you entrusted an estate agent to sell your home, but this is a car, and you're doing a deal which is worth thousands of euros. So you have to take those precautions. The key thing is, people will misrepresent themselves. They will give you the
illusion.
Are these
organised gangs or just opportunistic individuals?
There literally is, you know, there's schools of these. There's schools of them online. There's unscrupulous online buyers. If you put an ad for, say, your car online, and then you'll get a call from somebody saying, yeah, can you tell me about it? They'll ask loads and loads of questions. They don't really care, but they'll ask loads and loads of questions. You'll think they're really genuine. Then say, look, Anya, I really like the car. The trouble is, I'm tied up in a sales conference. I'm over here. I'm in Guernsey or somewhere, and I can't get you. But what I will do is, look, I want the car, so I'm going to send you a draft, okay? And I'm buying the car off you, okay? And then I'll get across, and we'll arrange how we get it back and all that sort of thing. And you're going, okay, really? And then they'll send a draft. Now, the draft will be for more than the value of the vehicle. They say, yeah, sorry, this is, you know, the only draft I had, but look, you can just send me the balance. Here's my details.
Oh, no.
And they'll either give a Western Union, or they'll give, account details. They've even gone to the elaborate scale of using fake PayPal accounts. Now, PayPal are doing great things in the country at the moment. But you think it's real because they mention the name, and they have this convincing backstory that they're confidence tricksters. And instead of, it really is the equivalent of the person with the pea and the three shells on O'Connell Bridge, you know, diddling a few people out of a couple of quid years ago, except it's all scaled up.
Are you safer not to do it yourself? I mean, and go to a dealership, which used to be you'd go to the garage and buy your car. But more and more people seem to be doing it online, doing private deals.
You'll always be safer with the dealership. The only trouble is you mightn't get the price you want. And the trouble with dealership will be safer because if they're in SIMI, if they're in the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, they're not fly by night. They're there, they're registered. There is some recourse, there is a register, so you know who you're dealing with. The trouble is dealing with the sort of the old Arthur Daly sheepskin coat brigade side of the road, sellers and buyers who are always, oh, we'll do you a deal for cash and so on.
People think there is, but I mean, you know, these are tough times. And in fact, what you mentioned, a shortage of cars. One of the reasons there's a shortage of second-hand cars is people weren't able to afford new ones a few years ago.
You'll always feel you'll get a better deal because you know that if a private seller is looking for X, maybe that's what they were offered by it or think that it's worth. You know, if you go in a good 20% less, you'll probably get the car for that price. But you are safer with the dealership. Just remember that if you're just doing one transaction and trading, if you're selling your car to them, that's one deal you have to worry about. And all you have to be concerned about is how much money are they giving me for this? Just think of that. Don't worry about anything else they say. It's how much are you giving me for this? And don't be drawn into any of their hoodoo or black magic or, you know, looking into their eyes like a Jungle Book. If you're trading in a car and buying a new car, remember you're doing two deals. You're selling a car and you're also buying a car. So they can flatter you by giving you an overinflated estimate of your car, and then they can leave the other one rock solid, say it's over, I've got the shave down, the prices, oh, you're killing me, you know, the children will starve, etc., etc.
You'd be pretty good at this yourself
bottom line is, it's always about the price, the cost to change. Just think of that one figure and say, can you afford that cost to change? They're not going to sell you the car if you're committing a crime. Like, they literally have a bottom line price, and you can be as cheeky as you want. It's your money. So with dealers, at least you can go in and you can engage in a bit of sport and know that, you know, when you do offer them X amount, if they do let you leave with it, you've got the deal. And then just no more than buying a computer or anything else. As soon as you've done that deal, don't look at another deal for a while, because it'll break your heart, because there'll always be better deals coming along down the line. But it really is, buyer beware, have devil's advocate with you. Make sure that if you've got keys of a car you're buying, make sure that the keys they give you fit all the locks, that there's more than one key, because most cars come with at least two, possibly three keys when they're new. Little things like this. And have an expert with you who can actually look and see whether the car has been crashed or damaged. And also ask the question, has this car been crashed or written off? Because they give you an answer. And if you have a witness, that will have legal implications later on, should you ever need it. But really, bring somebody to be devil's advocate and enjoy good cop, bad cop. But really, at the moment, watch out. There are people trying to part you from your money.
Okay. That is sound and sensible advice, Michael. Thank you very much indeed.